He's absolutely one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, and I mean that sincerely. He's an amazing speaker, author, and just a great Catholic apologist. He's also a deacon. I know, yes, I do have a soft spot in my heart for deacons. Sorry, can't help it. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, and he's going to be joining us, so excited, on our Good News Cruise in January. And, Deacon, I'll tell you what, this event is so important. You joined us in 2020. And you gave us a great talk leading us into the cruise, and we received a standing ovation. Everybody loved you. And by popular demand, we asked you to come back and join us on the cruise. I know you're looking forward to it. Why do you think this is important for couples to set this time aside for each other?
Well, good morning, Teresa. Yes, I think this is very important, especially, you know, as we are still navigating through this whole COVID-19 situation. We've had many, many couples who have spent extra time together that they didn't plan
right.
for, which is a good thing, but it also led to some tensions. I think in marriages, I know for myself that I'm doing some, as a deacon, doing some counseling right now for couples who are struggling, who, you know, things have come up that they had not really talked about before, and they've not had a chance to even have fun together. You know, because you can't go anywhere, right?
Right.
So this is a wonderful opportunity to revive and restore and to enliven the marriage covenant again. Remember that Christ is the center of that marriage covenant. And just to have fun to be together as a couple.
We're talking with Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. His website is awesome. Tons of information on all of his pilgrimages, speaking events, life coaching, deaconharold.com. Again, deaconharold.com, and also information about his great work with us here at EWTN Radio and TV. Yeah, it's interesting because I remember hearing from one couple that came on our first Good News Cruise. And by the way, you can check out the link for the Good News Cruise through AveMariaRadio.net. It's on our homepage and our slideshow. But they were only going to attend the talks of Father John Ricardo. Obviously, he's extremely popular and a great teacher as well, who's heard here on EWTN. They said, we're just going to go, and we're just going to listen to Father John. We're not going to listen to anything else because we just want to chill and enjoy the cruise. It's like, okay, you do what you want. It's your time. You know, you're paying for the cruise. And they said, well, let's just go to this other talk. Well, maybe we should go to this other talk. They ended up going to every single presentation and said it was life-changing for them. Now, to me, that's an incredible testimony.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear because, you know, we talk about evangelization, and often we use that word. We're talking about, oh, let's talk to our Protestant brothers and sisters, or let's talk to people falling away from the church. Hold on. We've got people in the pews that still need to be evangelized. What does that mean, though? It means encountering the living God in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because the encounter with Christ can change your life. Evangelization is not only about good news, it's about life-changing news, because news from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, can change your life. So as a married couple, when you open yourself deeply to receive everything that God wants to give you, you know, just because you may have been married 20, 30 years, doesn't mean that there's still not room to grow, still not room to go deeper and strengthen that relationship in Christ. And so he just wants to open our hearts and allow his love to penetrate even more deeply. And this cruise, the Good News Marriage Cruise, is an absolutely beautiful way to do just that.
It's in early January, so a great opportunity to get away from the winter weather, and it'll be a Caribbean cruise. And again, all the information you can find at Ave Maria Radio Travel, AveMariaRadio.net. It's also on the slideshow. So can you give us kind of a little bit of a tease in terms of what topics you'll be addressing, Deacon?
So I'm still discerning exactly what I'm going to say, but I definitely want to address things that are going to deepen and enrich in marriage life. How do we show more affection and reverence and esteem for each other? Especially, you know, you get to a point in your marriage, you kind of take things for granted. You know, you just kind of assume things. And we shouldn't do that. You know, we should still look for ways to penetrate our hearts and our lives more deeply. How do you establish a strong spiritual foundation and a deeper commitment to seeking God together? For example, often praying together goes out the window when other things in life kind of take up that space. No, but we have to create space in our marriages, time to pray, not just individually, but remember, the two shall become one. So there has to be prayer together. How do we do that? How do we simply bring our lives together in a way where we're communicating with God as one? And also about building honesty, trust, and respect in the marriage as well.
Yeah. You know, we see so much out there about quote-unquote weddings and the reception and, you know, say yes to the dress or four weddings. Not that having a nice dress or a beautiful reception with all the trimmings is bad. Nobody's saying that. But there's no emphasis on the commitment and the spirituality and the importance of the covenant relationship.
Oh, that's so important, Teresa, because you know what? The wedding day and the dress and all that stuff, and some people even go into debt for their wedding. That all goes away, you know, and that's not going to help you when you're 5 years, 7 years, 10 years into the marriage, and the kids come, and there's the mortgage, and all these tensions that build in the marriage. You know, all that stuff's going to go by the wayside. The only thing that's going to be left is the vows that you made, the commitment that you made, where you've invited Christ into that relationship, so where he becomes the heart and the center and the core of your life together. And that's what you're going to have left. So that's what needs to be worked on and strengthened. Yes, you know, it's nice that, you know, for I remember Colleen and I, you know, we've married 27 years,
mm-hmm.
and we kind of paid for our own wedding, because mm-hmm. precisely because we didn't want to go into debt. And it was beautiful, and in fact, we ended up at the reception donating the leftover food to a local homeless shelter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but and those kind of things were what we remember the most. You know, how we made it, even on our wedding day, we worked to not just, it's about us on that day, but how we can be a gift, how our marriage can be a gift to others. And that's something that I think needs to be revived and rebuilt, and we're going to do exactly that on the Good News Marriage Cruise in January.
Yeah, well, you were way ahead. You and Colleen were way ahead of me and Deacon Don. We weren't anywhere near there. We were just about, you know, getting married and having the big wedding and then going off to yuppie land, you know, young urban professionals. And we tell that as part of our story. So the fact that he's a deacon and I'm a Catholic talk show host, it's like, wow, God can really take any couple in it and do miracles with. If he can save us, he could save anybody. But again, this is what you're going to hear on the Marriage Cruise. It's very non-threatening. It's a lot of fun. We laugh a lot. We have great events. And you do have time on your own, which is really cool. You have time on the islands when we make the different stops, and you don't have to go to every talk. I would highly recommend it because the speakers are amazing, including, of course, Deacon Harold, and we've got Scott and Kimberly Hahn joining us, Father John Ricardo again. They're working on a couple of other surprise guests, and you can go to Ave Maria Radio Travel. Many people from EWTN are going to be present on this cruise, including Deacon Harold, myself, Dr. Ray Guarendi. We had to bring Guarendi again because he was putting up such a, you know him, it's all about, you know, he's got to be there, he's got to be everywhere, Guarendi. I have to tease him because he's always teasing me, Deacon Harold. This is like an inside baseball thing. Yeah.
At the vet in South Lyon, Michigan. Oh, we had a great time. It was so good to see him.
Yeah.
And he gave an awesome talk. You know, the way he weaves the humor but makes a serious point is just brilliant, I thought.
Yeah, he's great.
I did tease him, Teresa. Of course, we have to give our good friend a little ribbing, which I did.
Good.
But it was wonderful. So I look forward to being with him and everyone else on the cruise.
Have you done cruises before? I mean, just to like for relaxation, or have you ever spoken on a cruise before?
Well, you know, I did. It was for the Archdiocese of Orlando.
Uh-huh.
They have a marriage ministry there. And the first cruise I ever went on was a marriage cruise for the Archdiocese of Orlando. It was a lot of fun. It was a beautiful experience. And, again, very much looking forward to the Good News Cruise. Because that was only for like a weekend. This is going to be longer, so
yeah,
very much looking forward to that. Yep.
Yeah, this is a 7-day Caribbean cruise, so it's really a lot of fun, and it's at a great time of year for those of us who live in winter climates, because it's coming up in January, so you definitely want to check it out. Again, we've got it on our travel page at AveMariaRadio.net. You can also go to GoodNews.com. We're going to take a break, and then we come back, Deacon, if you don't mind. I'd like to talk a little bit more about ministering to married couples. And also, you said something I think that was really important and very key, that sometimes those of us in ministry forget about the very people in the pews. And yes, we have to go out to the periphery, as Pope Francis says, but we can't forget that there are many people in our pews that are hurting, that are overwhelmed, and that need our help and need opportunities to come together. More with Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers when we come back. Check out the Good News Cruise off AveMariaRadio.net, our travel page. We'll be right back. Really appreciate Deacon Harold, who's in the northwest part of the country, getting up so bright and early to talk with us about the Good News Cruise. He's one of the speakers, along with, okay, I'm not kidding, Archbishop Chaput. Are you kidding me? No, I am not. He is a Catholic rock star to me. I'll never forget Deacon Harold. I met him years ago at one of the EWTN family celebrations, and he was sitting behind me, and I was with my general manager from Ave Maria, Mike Jones, and I turned around and I introduced myself, and he was so nice and so kind, and I said to my general manager, I just shook his hand. I feel like I met the Catholic John Bon Jovi. I mean, it was such a moment for me because I just think the world of him. So I've got Archbishop Chaput, I've got Father John Ricardo, Scott Hahn, Deacon Harold, Alan Sally Cresta, some guy named Gurundi. Yeah, Gurundi is going to be there, Dr. Ray Gurundi. And Father Leo, and then the pre-sale night, I think that's almost sold out, but you did the pre-sale night last time. We've got Father Calloway is going to do the pre-sale night. He's going to be our guest speaker. So check it out at AveMariaRadio.net, our travel page. All right, I wanted to get back to something you said, which I think is huge, in terms of not forgetting the people in the pews. I mean, sometimes we think, when we think of missionary work, we think of it in the far-off places or maybe in the neighborhoods outside of our parishes, which is great. We need to be there. Absolutely. We need to be preaching the gospel north, south, east, and west. But I think we can't assume that everyone in the pews understands the importance of having Jesus Christ at the center of your life and especially your marriage. Your thoughts as a deacon working in a parish?
No, I think you're absolutely correct. And when we think about some of the statistics that we're hearing, you know, Bishop Barron talking about, for example, the age when a young person decides intellectually they are no longer Catholic is 13 years old. So think
wow.
about that as a married couple of kids. Your children are leaving the faith before they even leave your house. So there's definitely work that needs to be done here. And the thing is this, you know, I think we've gone about this the wrong way for too long in the church. I think we learn things about Jesus. We know stuff about Jesus, but we don't know Jesus intimately, personally, with the very depths of our being. And to live from that relationship of intimate, personal, loving, and life-giving communion. Well, that's something that they're going to be addressing on the Good News Marriage Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
How do we go deeper in our faith? We can be better witnesses of Christ's love, starting with our families, then going into the domestic church, and then from there into the entire culture.
Yeah, it's great if we want to change the world, but we can't do anything unless we always say at Ave Maria, build the church and bless the nation. But it's got to start at home. It's got to start in our relationships.
Yeah, think about it, Teresa. I think about your story with Deacon Dom. I mean, how did you guys get from where you were to where you are now?
That's
why, for example, The Journey Home is such a popular show. People are telling their stories. Wait a minute. You're atheist. How'd you get from not believing in God at all to being totally committed and on fire and in love with Jesus? How does that happen?
Right.
And people want to know. That there's no secret sauce because the Holy Spirit works differently in the lives of everyone, and including in married couples. But if you want to take your relationship to that next level, if you want to go deeper than you've ever been in your marriage, if you want to not just feel that I love my spouse, but I love my spouse deeply because we have made a decision to put Christ as the heart and the center of that relationship and Him in the Eucharist, that's the foundation from which the couples will receive the strength and the power and the grace to get each other to heaven. And those are the things we're going to be exploring on the Good News Marriage Cruise, and that's why I'm excited to be there.
Well, I think, too, that with Deacon Dom and I are going to be sharing our reversion story, and we actually were leading a diaconate retreat this weekend for the Archdiocese of San Antonio, and we're starting out with our testimony tomorrow night because it is such a miraculous story. But the bottom line, Deacon, is Jesus. With the kerygma message, now I did hear it. I have to say, when I was in Catholic grade school, I had a very, very good Catholic education. But at the same time, the pull of the world was so strong back then for women and, you know, the radical feminism in the 70s and all of that, that I got pulled away very quickly. So even with a really good Catholic education, and I credit my teachers with encouraging me to go into broadcasting and recognize my gift for gab and whatnot. But at the same time, once I went to a public high school and started to, you know, pursue my professional career looking at colleges, it's like, you know, I left Jesus and the church in the dust. I mean, it wasn't like a conscious effort where I said, oh, I'm saying goodbye to the Lord and my faith. But the pull was so strong, and I think today, if we think about what we have out there in the culture and what couples are up against, what kids are up against, having Jesus, that relationship with Jesus, is it has to start there.
No, no, you're exactly right. And I think one of the key elements is Eucharistic adoration.
Amen.
Because we're so filled with noise and distractions that we cannot listen to God, because when God speaks to us, he doesn't speak to us with the ears on the sides of our heads, but he speaks to us in what St. Benedict called the aurum cordis, the ear of the heart.
I love that.
In order to hear that voice, you have to be quiet and be still and to listen. And to listen to the voice of God and allow that voice to change your life. And that's what the encounter with Christ is about.
Yeah, and Father John Mercado was always talking about just the basic, you know, gospel message, a basic message, the kerygma, to understand that relationship with Jesus. And is that something you try to work into your homilies on a regular basis? Because I know Deacon Dom does. He puts little bits of our story in there, here and there, but then also talks, always gets back to Jesus at the center of everything.
Oh, absolutely. And what I try to do is to really tie in the scriptures so that in the reading, so that they're being fed and nourished by the word, that they're actually seeing their lives and their experiences and their stories and their desires and their dreams and their hopes in the word of God. So it's not just readings, you know, as you're sitting there listening to the readings, wow, I hope the line's not long at IHOP after Mass.
Yeah.
You know, where you're actually engaging God's word. And so you're being fed twice. You're being fed and nurtured by God's word in preparation for receiving him, preparing our hearts, minds, and souls to receive him again, body, blood, soul, divinity in the Eucharist. And it's that beautiful union of word and sacrament that then impels us at the end of Mass when the deacon kicks you out, you know, go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Go out there and share and witness the power of the Eucharistic Christ in your life every day. Be Eucharist to the world is what we're called to do.
Yeah, and speaking of Scripture, it's the perfect day to talk about that because we're celebrating the Feast of St. Jerome, known for his translation of Scripture into Latin. He was also an inspiring writer of letters and commentaries, and he said ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Now, my spiritual director years ago told me, in addition to doing the daily readings every day, that before I go to Mass, to do the readings, give myself some time, maybe get to Mass early, and do the readings and my morning prayer there. And so when I hear the readings, reading them, but then hearing them, that I would get more out of it. And that's been really helpful to me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I also have been doing, in my prayer, the Liturgy of the Hours, the Office of Readings, or Matins,
right,
as we used to call it in the monastery. So those readings are deep and rich as well. So, you know, I really love immersing myself in God's Word. And, you know, and for people, I don't have time. You know, there's amazing podcasts out there, like The Bible in a Year with
Father Mike Schmidt.
Yeah, that's a great way to immerse yourself very simply in the Word of God. And it draws out the Holy Spirit in a way that really empowers and enlivens your life, so you can see in every aspect of your life how Jesus Christ is working.
Amen. Preach it, brother. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, DeaconHarold.com, joining us on the Good News Cruise. What a great speaker and teacher he is, and well-known to us at EWTN. We'll be right back on a Thursday. Up next, Dr. Monica Miller. Stay tuned.